here's a story from The World.
America's special relationship with Britain has been put to the test before, but nothing as consequential as this. It began with a video posted in May by the TikTok user known as Michelle from North Carolina.
Hey guys, so I get a lot of questions about hot tea, so today I wanted to show you what this American girl likes as hot tea.
Now, Britons take great pride in how they prepare their tea. So does Michelle from North Carolina.
So I mix a lot of ingredients together.
So first is 1 cup of Insta tea. 2 cups of Tang, Country Time Lemonade, 1 cup of sugar, another cup of sugar.
A little tea with your sugar? The pushback? No, the rebellion was immediate. Some online comments calling this brew a war crime. But Michelle from North Carolina got back online.
Hey guys, so I got a lot of questions after my last video, and everyone wanted to see me make hot tea or British tea. So today we are going to make tea.
So far, so good.
So fill our mug with water. Put it in the microwave.
Stop. That was just too much for Brits to bear. Dame Karen Pierce, the British ambassador to Washington, could not hold back.
The Anglo-American relationship is defined by tea, and we've had a number of requests to show how to make a real cup of tea.
Pierce calls in the military, literally. A British Army soldier pops up on screen, decked out in full camo, brewing a cup in the field.
You don't need a microwave to make a cup of tea. All you need is a naked flame, tea bag, sugar.
Then Ambassador Pierce calls in the Royal Navy.
Not using a microwave, use a kettle.
And next, a pilot with the Royal Air Force in flight.
Making tea at altitude is complex, as water boils at quite a different temperature.
The online tea war of 2020 then got a retaliatory strike. The U.S. Ambassador in London, Woody Johnson, posted his own online video.
I'm going to make an American cup of coffee the way I do it every day.
His recipe, boiled water, instant coffee, milk. Yes, instant coffee. I got nowhere to go from here but home. TGIF. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studio at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. We're always with you online at theworld.org. Stay safe, be healthy, get caffeinated somehow. We're back with you on Monday.